Grinder Jim, this is Dave.
Dave, how you doing? This is Dennis over here at Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, what's up, Dennis?
Not much. I just held on to your contact information, thought I'd give you a call. I know that working capital loan didn't work out for you last time, but I wanted to kind of touch base and let you know that we do offer loans for equipment as well. So we find quite a few gyms across the nation, and we can do used equipment also, if that works out better for you guys.
Okay. How does that loan structure work?
It's much more traditional. It's a term for up to 5 years, one monthly payment, and it's just secured by the collateral, really. There's several different ways to structure it. We could do like a dollar buyout at the end if you wanted to go that route. Otherwise, most of my clients like to do what's called an equipment finance agreement, which just means that you actually own the equipment outright once it's paid for. Hold a lien on it. Rates are the same usually with whatever sort of buyout you go with. But they're competitive. Obviously, rates are at all-time low across the nation from everything out there. So,
what are the rates right now for like equipment loan?
You know, it's so random. I mean, you're not going to be considered a startup company, so that's not going to be a problem. But I mean, I've had people qualify for as low as 3.7. You know, for a really well-established business, like 35 years time in business with a lot of good residual cash flow and stuff like that. And I've had clients that are startups qualify for, you know, 18% plus. So it's really just anywhere from excellent to suicidal. In your case, you should qualify for, you know, good rates. You guys are a good established business, and you're obviously opening up new branches and everything, so, or new locations, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
I've probably driven by your gym, who knows, 100 times. But
nice.
Never even stop to say hi.
Yeah, I should stop and say hi sometime for sure. Well, I'd be interested in looking and see what we could do on like an equipment loan. I'm looking right now. Like I want to do some things outside the gym and the lot. I was looking at buying some. Do you know what Connex boxes are?
I do.
Absolutely. Buying some Connex boxes.
Just for like storage?
Using them as part of the gym, like putting equipment in them.
Okay.
You can have them like, custom done, like have doors put on them and what have you. And I'd like to get one set up in the lot to where I can put equipment on it, and then people are able to come in and use it.
Yeah, I think I've seen a lot of, I'm drawing a blank right now, but the, what the hell is it called? Where you have like a circuit training type gyms. Can't believe I'm drawing a blank on this.
Like a CrossFit or something?
Right, exactly. Like a lot of CrossFit gyms use Connex boxes and kind of their stations set up in there.
Yeah, the military is using it a lot. I mean, there's companies that are actually selling them like complete, where it's like has everything's in it. So they just like drop the box and it has all the equipment and stuff ready to go.
That's cool. Yeah, that's actually where I know the terminology from is from the military. I was in the Marine Corps, and Connex box is what they call them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was in telecommunications. We stored all of our wire and equipment in Connex boxes, and they'd fit right in a C-130 and drop them off.
Oh yeah,
or they fit on the back of a 5-ton.
It's amazing what can be done with those boxes. I mean, drop kitchens in there and birthing and all kinds of stuff.
People make houses out of them now too.
Yeah, they do. It's crazy. Yeah,
absolutely. And they're cheap for the most part and solid.
Yeah,
they can insulate them and make
pretty
them
inexpensive.
Pretty cool.
So that's kind of like equipment wise. That's probably something I'd be looking at doing, is getting something refurbished like that, and then. You know, stocking it with some equipment.
Well, if you have a point of contact, they should be able to generate some sort of buyer's order or invoice for you. If you can get that with your order, all I need is just the invoice. I think I have enough information for the application. I don't really need your signature on an equipment application.
Okay.
I have enough info from the previous. I'll probably just use your previous credit report, and so I don't pull your credit again. So I don't ding your credit, and then other than that, just 3 months of your current bank statements, just the first page is all I need in this case.
Okay.
And if it helps to get you a better rate or cost, I guess, with the 3 months of bank statements, I'll include it. I'm sure it will. I mean, I think your cash flow is good.
Yeah.
So
our cash flow is really good right now.
So, it should be a good opportunity for you guys. And then we can, you know, talk about the buyout. But if you want to do an equipment finance agreement, that's usually the direction I go anyway. I mean, if I were a customer, I'd want to know that I own it when it's all said and done. But it just depends. A lot of truck driving companies and stuff, they obviously rotate their inventory about every 5 to 7 years as it is. So they have the option with a dollar buyout. It works out for them. If they want to own it, great. Just simple dollar transaction just for legal purposes, and then they own it. Otherwise, they can give it back to the vendor or manufacturer and get a new one. So it's really up to you.
Right on. Okay, well, so I would need to get a basically like an invoice, like a purchase order.
If it's a private party, I can send out a condition report. They can fill that out. It just gives us information on what it is, because underwriters are just a different animal. They for lack of better words, it seems like they don't have a lot of common sense in the game. So they like to know exactly what they're purchasing. But but otherwise, if you can get something like that, that's all we need. And then 3 months of your most recent business bank statements. If you want to provide, do you have just one for all your locations, or do you have multiple banks? Or
Just one.
Okay, perfect. So I can just use that. And then, like I said, I don't really need an application. We'll eventually send out a loan agreement to you that you sign, and that's all we need. So
okay,
sounds as far as good. Your John Hancock. But do you still use the Dave? Dipu at gmail.com. Yeah. Is that still a good email address for you?
Yep. That's one.
Okay. I have a new email address. My old one still works, but I'll just shoot a new one out to you so you have that.
Okay.
And whenever you're ready to pull the trigger, just let me know.
Sounds good. Do appreciate it.
You too, bud. I'll talk to you soon, and maybe one of these days we'll meet up.
Yeah, it'd be good to stop by. Sam.
Sounds good. I lost, since the new year, I've lost 30 pounds myself. Myself go. So getting back into it. I'm actually so sore right now, I can't hardly lift my hands over my head. I've been doing a lot of spin classes and stuff. I'm pretty busted up. I've had 3 knee surgeries, so I can't really. I tried running again, and it takes me about a week to recover because my knee just gets swollen up and stuff. So
yeah.
But spin class seems to. Rip school and spin class does the trick.
Nice. Right on, man. Well, cool. Yeah, shoot me an email, and I'll look at these cards a little bit, or these Connex boxes a little bit more, and see about getting a purchase order and get the ball rolling.
Sounds good. Check your email. I'll get right over to you.
Okay. Thanks.
You too, Dave. Thanks. You too. Take care.